Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Back to your friends over at the Buffalo Happy Hour for our Wednesday Whiskey Review, brought to you by Colonial Wine and Spirits. Today we have Laphroaig Karchus yet again. We just had one last week that was Warehouse 1. This week is their 2024 Karchus release. Like we said, this is an annual release, so this is going to be different from last week's Karchus review. And this one is a doozy. Michael, you want to tell them about the sponsor?
Yes. So Colonial Wine and Spirits, located at Five Corners across the street from Delta Sonic, next to Tops, Orchard Park, New York, somewhat close to the stadiums, because one's still currently being built at time of recording. But head on over there. They do have a discount code under Buffalo Happy Hour for our audience. So please drop Buffalo Happy Hour at checkout just so that they can help you save some money, as well as us, which is exciting. Again, they have a massive selection between tequilas, wines, whiskeys, with an E, without the E. And they also have everything that you would need for a mixing party as well, between all of the vodkas and so on and so forth. So check out their store. They do have a great selection, super nice people running it, but definitely grateful. So thank you for your partnership for Wednesday Whiskey Reviews. And we will be in shortly to continue picking up all the things that we want to sip on.
Hell yeah. So this is the Karchus 2024 release. This, again, if you're not familiar with the Karchus releases, they release it every year. It's a part of a festival that they have. Karchus means friendship, I believe, in Gaelic. So they release this every year, and every year it's a little bit different. It's kind of similar to like a distiller's select, but it's definitely an annual release, so every single year will be slightly different. This one is aged 10 years. It's about $100, like every single one that kind of is released every year. But this one is aged in a triple wood cask and then aged in a Pedro Ximenez PX sherry cask. So if you know anything about this show, Mike and I love our whiskey finished in sherry or Pedro Ximenez or Oloroso sherry or anything along those lines. That cherry note just is chef's kiss. So today we're going to be reviewing a already beautiful product, which is Laphroaig 10, and that has that annual release aged in that sherry cask. So I'm very excited for this. Have you had this before, or did I open this by myself and just drink half of it already?
Yes, opened it by yourself. Crushed it. Is the celebratory one, so we'll celebrate the fact that we are together hanging out next to each other, rubbing shoulders.
Oh yeah, talking business.
Very exciting. but let's dive into label branding.
So question for you. Do you prefer the rounded packaging or the square packaging?
I like square just because it's easier to put on the shelf when it's paired with other squares. To me, it's a shape thing. Again, I'm letting my tism tick just a little bit extra this weekend, but I feel like that's kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah. It's interesting because Laphroaig generally is circle, I believe, right? Yeah, I mean, generally a circle.
Yeah, that's a circle right there.
Lagavulin is generally square.
Right.
And they're neighbors. So is this kind of like...
Yeah, it's kind of, it's interesting.
Yeah, kind of like getting a little feud going on between packaging. I don't know. Let us know in the comments down below. Do you prefer square or circle packaging? Because I think I prefer the circle for Laphroaig.
I mean, that's fair. To me, it's what it's next to on the shelf. Fair. So that's all. What do you think of the gray?
That is one thing that I think... you're talking about the gray packaging, like the light gray or the dark gray label?
The dark gray label.
I think that they could have done a red because the sherry, but they also already have one that is red. So I don't know what their cycle of colors is, if they do cycle every like 10 years or whatever, but Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. I don't think that this jumps off the shelf as a product that you must buy unless you understand what Karchus is. Whereas I think the other packaging and the other Karchus releases do a better job of sticking out.
Yeah, I agree. That's kind of where I'm leaning is unless you know what Karchus is, this isn't going to pop. But if you're in a store and you see Lefroy Karchus, you normally don't see it.
Yeah.
So you're naturally inclined, even if you don't know anything about whiskey, you're naturally inclined to grab it. So I love the fact that Karchus is like right in your face. Yeah. I'm thrown off by the gray, but it is what it is. It's fine. It's still juice. It's worthy of drinking.
I will say the cask favorites too. When you see terminology like that on a bottle, to me, I think of a whiskey that had a lot of barrels being blended together.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think of it as being a once-in-a-lifetime single release. I think of it more of like, this is our favorites and we're releasing it all together, like more of a larger batch release mm-hmm. than normal. So
yeah.
I don't necessarily, I think cask favorites, the celebratory one, maybe it's just what they're calling this, but to me, I don't like that wording because it doesn't necessarily scream like a once in a lifetime type of whiskey product.
Yeah.
So I'll go a check.
All right.
Because it still has the packaging. It still looks beautiful. Green bottles matter. They're the perforated label. They got the little design on the top of it.
Wood cork.
Yeah.
The paper's got some little ribbing to it, which I like as well. So a check is fair. Let's dive into the nose just because this is so dark. I'm really curious to see what this hits me with. I'm rather excited. Dude, there's like no peat on it. It's a lot of fruit.
Yeah, it's very fig, very kind of like dried cranberry. A little bit. Some raisins. You're getting a little bit of, I wouldn't call this one peaty. I would call this one more smoky, I think. In my professional opinion.
I agree with you on that. It doesn't scream Lefroy Scotch, which is interesting for me to digest because when I'm grabbing a Lefroy, I want a Lefroy. So to have a Lefroy that's not Mother Earth heavy is rather interesting.
Oh, just wait until the taste run, though. So
no foreshadowing, friend.
Yeah. Nose, I'm going to go based off of that, because it's not punching you, it's very sweet.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I would say sweet, because the last one smelled sweet. Warehouse 1 smelled sweet.
Right.
This one just smells fruity.
Yeah.
Like dried fruit.
This is fruity with sugar and salt.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what it is, but it's very fruit heavy. I'm in the B's.
B plus.
I agree.
All right, initial taste.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This one just explodes in your mouth. It's funny because the nose is very tame compared to what the taste is. The taste, for me, extremely makes me salivate so much, it's almost tough for me to talk. This is such a compressed package, and as soon as you open that up with like saliva or something like that, the flavors just explode.
There is so much sugar in this initial taste that's wrapped in smoke and peat that it's like, it's fascinating. And then as soon as it unravels itself, you get slammed with cherry.
Yeah.
And it's so delicious. Like the entire initial taste is peat, smoke, cherry, and sugar. But it's this well-rounded package like a firework. And then once it ignites, it covers your entire palate in such a phenomenal way. And being 10 years, that tracks, but like also unexpected at the same time for a 10-year. You would suspect that this type of chemical reaction would happen at a later year date. Yeah. This is really good. Would you buy it for $100 is another question. So we'll get to that later. Initial taste for me.
I like that little little kind of teaser that you had there. Yeah.
I'm going to go A- on this initial taste. Yeah. I'm kind of flabbergasted by it, to be quite honest with you and quite frank. I'm trying to place when I would drink it. It makes sense why it's a celebratory one, but this is something that you would have. I mean, I'm talking 75 degrees, no wind, friends, huge fire, Adirondack chairs.
So the fact that I've drank half of it by myself in the winter is a little shameful, is what you're trying to tell me.
This is something that you would want to have around a fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
You know,
it goes great around fire anyway.
And I'm talking like meat sweats.
Yeah.
This is like bachelor party camping weekend.
100%.
Yeah.
This initial taste, you basically hit it right on the head.
We haven't stopped making meat for 3 days straight. Yeah.
Yeah, right. We just got the meat sweats all the time. You definitely hit it on the head. It is peat. It is fig. It's smoky. There's a little bit of like a ginger note to it too. That's kind of like, I talked last week how Lafroy does a very good job with their peat of making three stages to your tasting profile. It's the initial taste, kind of that ending or middle transition taste, and then going into your ending note. This middle transition is like this ginger, almost like ginger ale type taste because of how sparkly the initial taste is as well. It gives you like prickles in your mouth that mimic carbonation in my, like my experience. I always in it, associate that prickleness to carbonation. So that ginger middle ground is almost like this ginger ale taste. And then that ends, which we'll get into a little bit, but like the initial taste to me, I really enjoy. So I'm going to go a check. What did you give it? What did you say?
I said a check.
A check? Okay, let's go a check. I agree.
Ending note. Any note, I'm in the same. I mean, I'm getting fig, and the ginger's a good call because it kind of rounds it out, but that also kind of blends with the sugar that's still lingering through it. But the fig and the cherry is really heavy on the ending note. The cherry flows. I mean, yeah. It goes through each phase of this tasting profile. Guys, this is a delicious option, honest to God.
It tastes more like dried fruit, though. Like, it's definitely not the sweet and the saltiness is the initial taste,
yeah,
but
that's
like
fair.
It's a very dry and not sweet product as it goes down.
No. Yeah, I agree. Ending note for me, I'm going A+, Jack.
Okay, I like that. A+, Jack. This is a very delicious product. I'm almost obsessed with this product.
Yeah. So, final rating. Ooh, this is difficult. Derek, give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1.
93.5. Would you have this in your collection? 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Yes. I mean, not even a question. This is something that you should pick up. Forget the fact that gray's on the label and branding. Guys, this destroys what you thought it would be, especially when you pour it out and it looks almost like a copper motor oil. Delicious product.
Absolutely great. I will say, Laphroaig released a Laphroaig 10 Sherry that's different from the Laphroaig Karchus. And the Laphroaig 10 Sherry might be my favorite Lafroig that I've ever had.
Okay.
And that is one that should theoretically be around every year. That is one that I would probably put ahead of this because it did so much more with the... With these, I feel like they try to make something special. And 90% of the time, they do what they intend to do. They make it special. But that Lafroig Sherry, I think they have down so well that it's always good no matter what. And this might be like you threw some ginger in there. You maybe threw a little bit more sea salt in there. Not literally, but that's how it turned out. And it, to me, that almost is like, okay, this is definitely special. But Lafroig Sherry, I'm totally going for every single time I see it. And that's a little bit cheaper, I think, too. So for this one, I think that this is a very special version of Lafroig Sherry. But this isn't my top favorite Lafroig I've ever had.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that is our review. And we are thrilled to share it with you. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Comment, whatever you want to do. It all helps us, which is greatly appreciated, as well as provides you guys with some solid content. This is... well past our review number 205, which is bananas for us to realize, is that we've done over 200 of these.
It's gross.
We're going to keep doing it. We're excited. Now that we have our Dram Diaries from our friend over at Greg, feel free to head on over to the Amazon store and pick up your own Dram Diaries so that you can... Etsy shop, so that you can also follow along and document your own whiskey reviews. Again, Greg over at his Etsy shop is making Dram Diaries, and that's what we're using today. So thank you, Greg. But guys, this is just another fantastic review. We appreciate you spending some time with us. Derek, take us out, because we will see you all in the coming weeks.
Head over to Colonial, give our discount code that is in the description down below. You can get 10% off of the product of your choice. It doesn't have to be just this. They will give you 10% off of everything. Go head on over, tell them that the BHH boys sent you, and then you will be rewarded with some discounts. If you do pick this up or any other bottle from Colonial Wine and Spirits, we always recommend it. Please drink responsibly. Get present. And Michael,
do not litter.
We're out.
Well, I'll be. A hitchhiker in an Easter Bunny costume. Hop in. Where are you headed?
BJ's Wholesale Club to do my Easter shopping. I have so many baskets to fill.
That costume is so lifelike. There's not even a zipper.
Oh, there's BJ's. I can hop out here.
Look at him go.
Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 on practically anything in one transaction through April 20th. Coupon will appear in your digital gallery on April 24th. Terms apply. Go to BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's. Absurdly simple savings.